This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Can listen to us there or 1250 AM. Also on the radio.com app. You download that, listen to us anytime, anywhere. You can also find the podcasts there. World According to Sparky, who I'm very excited to hear Ryan Horvat edition of the podcast for his trip down to Disney World. He did not seem, when we did the draft show together a couple of weeks ago, Sparky, he seemed excited for his son. Did not seem very excited for himself, so I'm excited to hear exactly how it turns out for old Horvy.
It turned out pretty good. He was texting me throughout the trip and sending me pictures, so yeah, I think it went pretty good. Disney World. Surprised his son. They're not in Disney World now, but they're still in Florida. They come back tomorrow.
It's got to be warm there.
Yeah. But
can
actually,
you imagine me there in July?
This last weekend, we were actually warmer here, real feel, than they were there, actually. Believe that or not. It was actually warmer here than it was in Orlando.
It's going to be 91 degrees in Green Bay, Wisconsin this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, latest edition of The World According to Sparky up now at 1057fmthefan.com or radio.com app. Make sure to check it out. It is keeping up with the Spitzers edition as Andy now runs into family drama trying to buy birthday presents for his niece.
That poor kid.
And nephew. And that poor family.
So he's just always getting into something. Andy.
Yeah, he's.
People just don't like him. No, his family just doesn't seem like they like him.
Yeah, that's because he's the normal one. That's the issue. The issue
well,
is.
Is that what they call him?
I call him. He's the normal one.
Yeah. I don't know about this, Steve. I think you only hear one side. I'm just going to say this.
He's got the jazz
Until you go sit down with the other side.
Gary, when family bought presents for your kids, right? When the family bought presents for your kids, did you tell them what to buy?
Who told you that?
What do you mean? He told me that.
See, that's what I'm saying. I just think you only hearing one side. I think you need to go to the other side.
You need to do a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day and listen to both sides.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
We've had his sister-in-law on the podcast.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Sister-in-law.
What's his name again? Andy.
Andy.
I know y'all are really good friends.
You call him Spicer.
Yeah, I know you guys are really good friends. You got to know him.
But it's Spice.
You got to know him very well. And I know, but I just think you need to hear the whole... Because Andy may have some things in his closet, too, that you may not know about.
You go listen to those podcasts. You go listen to those podcasts about Disney World and his brother flipping the kids over onto the ground in the middle of all of Animal Kingdom. And go listen to all that and then tell me where they could have a side of things.
All I'm saying to you is you might want to listen to everybody. So it sounds like you only got one side of
it. Can I be the judge?
Andy's on his way over here right now to clear this up.
Yeah, he's on his way. Yeah, he's on his way to tell him.
He doesn't know he's grabbing a mic, but I'm going to put it in front of his face.
Yeah. I don't know, Steve. You might need to hear the whole side. We love Andy here. I mean, I would be biased of Andy, too. But
I'll tell you this.
You just never know.
That other side, you know, his brother-in-law, his brother and sister-in-law, they would get along very well with the Bridezilla family.
Oh, man. Gary, you missed out yesterday.
Now, again, we're only hearing Baby Tosh's side of this. So maybe the Bridezilla is right for all of this that she's got Baby Tosh doing.
Well, no, this is probably true.
Oh, now get out of here. You need to stop.
Let us all know that it's going to be BYOB to the wedding this weekend.
Yeah.
You got to bring your own stuff if you're going to be drinking on the bus. Excuse me?
Oh, they're not furnishing everything?
No, they're not. They're not bringing.
They should have a cooler on the bus.
Yeah, well, they said we'll have the cooler, but just bring your drink of choice, and then we'll put it all in the cooler.
Well, they ran out of money, cuz.
The rehearsal dinner, Gary? You're familiar with Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is that the Green Bay Yacht Club?
Rehearsal.
Oh, so you sent it in run.
Where's the wedding at?
They spent all the money at the Green Bay Yacht Club.
Where's the wedding at?
Cut corner somewhere.
At Thornberry Creek.
Oh, yeah, Green Bay.
Up in Green Bay.
Nice golf course.
Yeah, that's where Charles Wilson's having his golf tournament.
Yeah. And then we were talking. We don't need a bunch of your 30 racks. So 30 racks of beer. Like the full case, you know, the 30 case of beer.
Yeah, they don't need a bunch of them?
We don't need a bunch of your 30 packs. So if you guys could coordinate together, that would be awesome. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll coordinate it.
Sounds good. We'll coordinate it. We'll make sure we're all good. Yeah. Buffering Bill's on the case. It'll be all good. Yeah. Does Russell Westbrook make the Milwaukee Bucks the title favorite? They're in limbo right now. They're at second best right now here at about 4-1, guys. But if they bring in Russ, Gary, you didn't get to jump in on the conversation we had yesterday.
What's the question here?
About Russell Westbrook. Does Russell Westbrook on the Milwaukee Bucks make them the title favorite?
No. No. I've heard Steven Jackson today was making the rounds on Fox Sports 1. They do the whole car wash thing that, like, they do it at the Four Letter Network.
Where, like, but you're on this show, and this show,
and
then
you
gotta go home.
And I guess did he play with Russell Westbrook somewhere? I believe
he was in OKC for a year. When Stack was here in Milwaukee, he had been on, like, five different teams.
Yeah, and I guess he played with Kawhi, too.
Mm-hmm. Down in San Antonio.
In San Antonio.
Yep.
And it just felt like they kept asking him questions about Russ, and it just felt like, like, you know, Russ is my friend, but I don't want to say anything bad about him.
He never played in OKC. I got no idea where he played with him at.
Well, maybe I'm wrong then. But there's some tie between him and Russ, and I don't know what it is.
Well, they would have then gone head-to-head when he was in San Antonio. Stack played in Golden State for a bunch of years, going head-to-head against Russ as well.
Yeah. And he was talking about, you know, you hear guys, you know, he's a great guy, but, you know, there's something there underlying with him that he don't really want to say. And I've been hearing this a lot. And then there was a huge tweet. One of Durant's buddies, I guess, on Twitter had this huge tweet out about Westbrook, that he's just about himself. It's all
Desmond
about numbers.
Desmond Mason killed him on NBA radio yesterday.
Did he?
Killed him. Said, even in his rookie year, that was his rookie. Desmond Mason's rookie, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was before Desmond Mason got traded here. That was his rookie. Okay. So Durant literally comes to him and goes, dude, you got to do something about Russ, man. He won't listen to anybody. He's doing whatever the hell he wants to do and won't listen to anybody. And Desmond Mason said yesterday that dude has always been about him, getting his numbers, and that's what he's going to be about. And that if you put him with Jimmy Butler, they're going to kill each other.
Oh, well, they will.
It'll never work.
That'll never work
so
out.
So you've got to find a veteran team that's close to winning a championship that he thinks that he can buy into a little bit. He said, but even from that standpoint, he goes, I still don't think Russ is at that point. Now, Gilbert Brown wasn't here yesterday. Thanks for him for coming in, and Leroy Butler. Yeah. And Gilbert said, at some point in everybody's career, Sparky, you realize that, look, I got to go get a championship here before it's too late.
Right.
But Gary, I don't think Russell Westbrook is there yet. I still think he thinks he's one of the elite players in the league, still getting his triple-double, still thinking about his legacy and his numbers at the end of the day for the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's ring chasing yet. I don't think that's where he's at.
Yeah, and so they were talking about that today, about Magic Johnson. He has all these triple-doubles. He goes, but you never thought Magic was about triple-doubles.
Right, you always thought he was about winning titles.
Right, and that Jason Kidd has his, but you know that that's what Russell Westbrook is all about. I just think him here be a bad situation.
It's tough because when Russ was at UCLA with the Kevin Love teams and Ben Howland, they went to like two or three straight Final Fours. Mm-hmm. And like that, you would think that Russ would be closer to being about titles than just being about his own numbers.
Right.
There's always the issue, too, and I think this was a point that either Leroy or Gilbert made yesterday, Gary, when you say Russ has to be able to look around the league and know that he can't keep up with that dude. Like, you got that dude in Giannis where he's the young guy that Russ is the do-everything kind of player. Like, when he feels like he can't keep up with him, that'll be the time when he can step and say, I just need a title now.
You don't know what Russ is. And I mean, because there's nobody in that locker room, in the Bucks locker room, that's going to step to Russ.
No.
And that's a problem that you have. I mean, Leroy's team was a veteran team when they made that run.
Got Andre Rison. They brought that up yesterday.
Yeah, well, and Rison knew that maybe he was on his last leg.
Yep.
That was it for him. And you know, we had Brett Favre in that locker room. You had Leroy in that locker room. Obviously, you had Reggie. You had Gilbert. I mean, you had Sean Jones. I mean, you had
George Coons.
You had a lot of veterans in this Bucs locker room. You don't have that. I mean, because that's a problem in which we didn't know. But that's if I don't know if we had this on the list, but it felt like Brogdon was some sort of situation in that locker room that we may not have known about. It most certainly. We found out that Jabari was a situation in that locker room that we all this did. You just don't have time for that if you're a Milwaukee. I mean, I just think you should. The amount of things that you're going to have to give up for Russell Westbrook, I don't think is worth
the. The lottery ticket isn't worth the possibility.
No, I don't think so.
414-799-1250.
If you win it, yes, but it could go south and you're done for a long time.
And you're handicapped to that contract,
for
which.
A long time.
There's 3 years in the final one. Is a player option, Gary? $47 million. Yeah.
You're, for a long time, you're done.
Woo!
So what you're talking about, you got to give up a couple first. Bledsoe.
Probably DiVincenzo, maybe a Pat Connaughton or a Sterling Brown.
I mean, those guys are throw-in guys. Those are, mm-hmm. I mean, that's not real. I mean, the only guy there is Bledsoe. I mean, so you're not.
And none of them are Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who they just got from the Clippers.
No. I mean, so what's the question again?
Does Russell Westbrook make this team the title favorite?
I don't think so.
Meaning they'd be favored over the Clippers because the Clippers are the favorite.
Automatically, they're going to be favorite because of who Russ is. The real question is, does he come in and tear up this locker room? And I think he does. I think he'll kill Giannis.
This is our Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day question of the day. Does Russell Westbrook make this team the title favorite? But is it worth it? 414-799-1250. It's always worth the drive over to Wendy's to get some food. I mean, just always.
Yeah, absolutely right. And Wendy's is a place to go. And as I continue to remind people, listen, if you've got kids that play youth baseball or play different youth sports throughout the course of the year, this is a year-round deal. This isn't just right now. So, like, tonight we got a baseball game. So you go over to Wendy's before the game, after the game, and as long as your son or daughter is in their uniform, they get a free Frosty.
Now, I'll be in my softball uniform tonight. Will I get one?
No, under 18.
I just don't.
No, under 18, and you don't even look close to 18.
Please bring me a Frosty. I'm starving over here.
You don't even look close to 18, so you're not going to pass. But you get a free Frosty, and again, wherever you may be participating Wendy's, it works out just that way. Who can pass up a free Frosty? I say nobody at this point.
No, also, insane.
Don't forget, going on right now throughout the summertime, $1.99 kids' meals after 4 o'clock. So if you're in a numbers crunch, time crunch, right, and you're going from work, and you got to get the kids, and you got to go to a game, and you don't know how sure you're going to feed them, well, maybe stop over there, get yourself a kids' meal for $1.99 after 4 o'clock for a limited time. And then don't forget the Made to Crave menu just got an upgrade, a chicken upgrade. Just when you thought the Made to Crave menu couldn't get any more delicious, a full lineup of awesome chicken sandwiches at Wendy's right now. Introducing the avocado BLT sandwich, the awesome bacon chicken sandwich, and the barbecue chicken sandwich, my favorite. 3 bold choices packed with flavor. So why settle for basic when you can upgrade with fresh, never frozen beef or tasty premium chicken? Go ahead, satisfy those cravings with any one of Wendy's epic choices.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back here as well, with you till 6 o'clock. MLB All-Star Game comes up tonight. Home Run Derby last night. Christian Yelich will lead off the All-Star Game. No Josh Hader tonight. Brandon Woodruff is expected to pitch. Mike Moustakas and Yasmani Grandal, Dave Roberts said, all expected to participate in tonight's game. First pitch right after 7 o'clock. 414-799-1250 right now. Conversation on the table. It's our Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day question of the day. Does Russell Westbrook make this Bucks team the title favorite? Sparky, you were a little bit quiet in that first segment with your belief on this. We talked about it yesterday, and we both agreed it's best for business, but is it best for the Milwaukee Bucks?
I like I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, I have the same fears that Gary Ellerson does. I do not like this whole idea of him coming into this locker room. I think it's horrible. Now, from a talent perspective, he does make him a title contender, without question. Chris Middleton as your 3 is a lot better than Chris Middleton as your 2, because we all know, more than likely, you're probably not winning a championship with him as your 2. unless Giannis is at an even stupider level of play than he is right now, which is possible. He can definitely take another step forward. We all know he's capable of that. But yeah, Russell Westbrook would be a hell of a lot better than Chris Middleton as a two, Middleton then as your three. Now we got something. Now you can start talking about, you know, now you match up against LA Clippers. I feel pretty good, right? If that's going to be the matchup or whatever other team, the Lakers, I feel pretty good about that. If I got Giannis, Westbrook, and Middleton, I'm feeling real, real solid about that. With Giannis and Middleton, I don't feel as solid about it. I think you have a chance, but I wouldn't say you're the title favorite. With Russell Westbrook, if he's not a chemistry problem, I think, yeah, I think you are the title favorite at that point from a talent perspective. The problem is, and we all know, is the chemistry issue and how that this dude comes in this locker room. I mean, if this dude comes in this locker room thinking it's his team, and that's going to be an issue because we all know Giannis is not stepping to this dude and telling him, no, it's my team. I mean, I think Giannis just kind of steps aside and says, all right, dude, whatever.
And I totally,
you're an MVP too, whatever. I'm going to do me. And the guy that's going to get screwed in this whole deal will be Middleton because his shots. Bledsoe will be gone. He'll have to go in the trade.
Be gone. Yeah, but yeah, Middleton for sure.
Middleton will lose shots for sure because Russell Westbrook's going to take his 20 shots. Giannis is going to get his 20 shots. And then Middleton's got to figure out how he's going to score away from that.
Well, and you'd imagine Brooke Lopez would lose a lot of shot opportunities as well. And take the chemistry part out of it and like the head issue out of it with Russell Westbrook. From a basketball standpoint, is he the best fit for the team? The way he plays?
I think he can create a lot of problems for opposing teams and what they have to deal with
especially
right now.
With the shooting you have on the outside or theoretically have in Bud's system?
Right. Westbrook's not a good shooter. We all know that. But I mean, the ability for him to get to the rim and draw people to him getting to the rim is going to allow for a lot easier shots for everybody else around him. It's going to allow for people to come off of Giannis when he gets past his defender. Him in transition is a dangerous deal, man, when he gets out and running on the floor. And you have him running with Giannis and Middleton on the wings running with him. That's tough to stop, I think. So, yeah, he can't shoot. We all know that. All well aware of that.
Russell Westbrook's not.
But I'm telling you, I think defensively, I think it would be nice to have him on the defensive side of the floor. Bledsoe is here come maybe, right? Bledsoe played better defense this year than he played the previous year with the Bucks for sure. Definitely played better defense. No question about that. The other issue that comes along with this is with Russell Westbrook, then I think that backcourt becomes Russell Westbrook and George Hill. That allows Russell Westbrook to play off the ball a little bit more, let George Hill run that offense maybe more so than Russell Westbrook, which I think benefits Westbrook and the Bucks if they were to do something like this.
Gary, from just like a pure basketball standpoint and understanding that the chemistry part, say Coach Bud gets Russell to say, hey man, dude, you've been in the league for 11 years. You've accomplished all the individual goals you want, but right now we're trying to win a title and this is your best opportunity to. And he buys in. He's a great locker room guy. He's the leader that you want. From a basketball standpoint, is there a better fit for that point guard position?
Because
to me, Russell Westbrook just seems like Eric Bledsoe on steroids.
Correct. And because now you want to spread the ball out. You can do that. Isolation, you can do that. Five out, you can do that. I mean, yeah.
You can do pick and roll with anybody, pretty much.
He get a jump shot. He becomes your best jump shooter. I mean, it's endless. You know, here's what the NBA seems like it is to me right now. And the Bucks are kind of a little bit, maybe not all the way there. Maybe they are. But it feels like you're either all the way in, you're just going getting guys, right? Or you're saying, we're done, this run's over, let's start over.
Tear it down and throw it away. Right.
Doesn't it feel like it's either or in the NBA?
Well, people were talking about the Blazers blowing it up.
Or then you made such mistakes with your contracts that you can't get out, of, i.e., Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you just feel like the Bucks are kind of just right there, and they're in a good situation is because they really don't have to do anything. I mean, the Bucks can stay right where they are right now and win the East and be in the NBA championship right now and not have to take any chances.
They're the favorite to do that.
Yeah,
I mean, some people say Philly, but I would say the Bucks are the favorite.
No, I think the Bucks right now are the favorite to do that.
Yep.
Well, that's why they don't really have to do anything outlandish, in my opinion, like bringing in a Westbrook.
But the owner of this team is Mark Lazary now, with final say.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Lazary likes a little celebrity. Mark Lazary likes being in the headlines.
If you want to do that, this would be the best way to put your stamp on it.
No doubt. We were joking around yesterday that Lazary makes the deal. John Horst doesn't know why Lazary calls a press conference, and then Lazary announces at the press conference as Horst is just sweating profusely and ready to pass out as he announces what he did. Totally could see it happening, but I
And then tells everybody, guys, don't worry about it. I made the move. It's all good. I made the move. Russ, it's not John. John didn't know what we were doing.
No, Russ and it is I, what it, I Russ and I are tight. We got an understanding. It's Giannis's team.
He's my boy.
Don't worry about Westbrook.
He's going to come hang out on my plane.
Yeah, we got him. Don't worry about him. He's good. It'll be all good. I mean, remember, that's how the Jason Kidd thing happened. They were negotiating with Jason Kidd while Larry Drew was having a press conference with Jabari Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, nothing is out of play here, I think, when you start talking about the Milwaukee Bucks and this ownership group. Anything is in play, especially with a new guy
yes.
who now, like you said, gets mm-hmm. his chance to put his stamp on the thing in Mark Lazary.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude, like I said, man, he loves that celebrity status.
Loves that celebrity status, man. That's for sure. He does.
Yep.
That he does. He loves him
some me.
Yep.
And it's tough to look at Russell Westbrook and say that he doesn't make the team better, but the concerns that you guys brought up is... Are we not selling Coach Bud enough? I mean, he is the reigning coach of the year. Does he have any say in that, Gary? Like, when you're that headstrong of a player, like, there's nothing he would be able to say to get him to buy into
what appears he's ran through every coaches he's ever had in the NBA.
Yeah,
sure.
Nobody can. And no teammate can control him either. I mean, Paul George did a nice thing of just being his yin to the yang there. And Paul George is a very cerebral guy. I mean, it's going to have to take that kind of – and I think Giannis could be that guy,
for
too,
sure.
with him. But will that win your championship?
But Paul George knew that was Westbrook's team upon getting there.
Right, right, right.
That's the difference.
And this would be a whole different thing. This would be Westbrook coming in and telling Giannis, this is my team.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how to do this.
Correct. Yeah, it's different if it's Paul George coming here. I'm all on board for that. We're good. We've seen Paul George be the second fiddle and be fine. And that's why Kawhi Leonard is fine having Paul George as his second fiddle, because we know Paul George can play the
role and
not get all whacked out about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think Russell Westbrook can play the second fiddle
Mm-mm.
to anyone.
No.
So if he goes to Miami, we all know Jimmy Butler wants to be the man.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are going to kill each other. I mean, they are going to kill each other. That is going to be ugly. It'll cost Spoelstra his job. That's how that whole thing will play out. And Riley will end up retiring. That whole organization will come crumbling down.
Will my boy Tyler Hero be a part of the deal
yeah.
back to OKC? Or do you think he stays in?
No.
Okay, good.
Gone for sure.
Good. Get him out of there then. Get him out of there and let him go shoot some balls.
Yeah.
That's what he needs to do.
He would definitely be out of there for sure.
He needs to get out of there just like he got out of the mean streets of Hales Corners.
Yeah, the mean streets.
Mean streets, Gary. I'm telling you. Mean streets.
Hales Corners, Whitnall.
Kawhi Leonard got out of the mean streets of Toronto, but was it a move for winning or his legacy? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Seven FM, the Fan. You can join the conversation, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250, the phone number. Also live at 1057FMTheFan.com, Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen Inbox. You can drop us an email. Your boss won't even know that you're talking to Wendy's Big Show. Now, he might know when it says, you know, Steve in Middleton, and he's like, huh, I got a Steve in finance. He usually listens to those guys. Maybe that was Steve. And then he comes down and asks you about it. Otherwise, no, he's not going to know. Just drop us a line there in the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox or on Twitter or Facebook, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Kawhi Leonard makes the move to the Los Angeles Clippers, guys, over the weekend. And it's a move that seems like it was a year and a half in the making. And then through the last two or three weeks, I don't know how you guys have felt, the Clippers were like the afterthought. Like it was the thought of they wanted him, but they knew that they're not going to be able to get him. And then all of a sudden they bring in Paul George and say, hey, we got a team that's ready to go right now if we get you Kawhi Leonard in here to get a ring. And he says, all right, I'm down. I'm coming home. He had a move, Gary, where I asked you if he does join the Los Angeles Lakers and they make this three-headed monster of Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. Coming off of the finals MVP, he's seen as just the, you know, board man gets paid, the laugh that everybody likes, and everybody who's starting, he's coming like a folk hero for being the dude that's doing it on his own. Mm-hmm. Then you go and join that, your legacy might be a little bit tainted for the next couple of years in that group. But right now, the move that he made, what did he do for his legacy, giving himself the opportunity to do it with the Clippers against LeBron in the same building?
Well, I think it's, yeah, I mean, because if, and most people don't look at it that Kawhi has a legacy. I think most people look at it that LeBron has one, but I don't think people thought about it. I mean, because Kawhi has been so, like, unassuming, a little bit awkward at times.
Similar, like, I look at it kind of like old shucks, kind of like Favre.
Yeah, not media savvy, you
sure.
would think.
Yep.
I'm doing my own things. I don't need you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And this move that he made was more for him than anything else, because I think he's the one that said, go get me somebody, then I'll come.
Right. Show me that you guys got a team and we can go do this thing.
Yeah, I'll come. And I guess he was in on Kyrie, no one knew about. I guess he was in on talking to Kevin Durant, no one knew about. He was in on the whole Paul George thing, no one knew about. So, right, I think he's – now, if he's able to win this and beat LeBron in the same building, would be absolutely incredible.
That Christmas Day game is going to be off the chain, because it's got to be –
because him going to Clippers, him going Lakers. To the Lakers, right? And if they would win one, Kawhi would win one of the Lakers, that would be more about LeBron than it would be
correct.
Kawhi, wouldn't it?
It's LeBron's team, no doubt. I think that it's interesting that he's not getting slammed all over the place.
Not at all.
Considering LeBron did the exact same thing with Anthony Davis.
He did.
Anthony Davis went and demanded a trade out and pretty much told him where he wanted to go. And Kawhi pretty much told Paul George the exact same thing. Go and ask for a trade and tell him where you want to go. And I'll go with whatever team they make the deal with, Toronto or the Clippers. And he wanted to go to the Clippers because he wanted to go home. That was his number one choice. But he wasn't going there without another star, because obviously he didn't think he could win a ring without another star. Again, for me, looking at this from Kawhi's standpoint, I don't care where LeBron has been, right? Going to the Heat and doing it there, okay, right? But the Heat had already won a ring with Dwayne Wade and Shaq, so that had happened. The Cleveland thing will always be impressive because the Cavaliers never had gotten close outside of LeBron. They were good back in the day with Mark Price and Brad Doherty and Larry Nance and those guys, but never to the point of being a threat really to win an NBA championship. Dude, you win a championship with the LA Clippers, as bad as they've been over the course of time, that is at a whole different level for me than anything we've seen anybody else do, even with him going and recruiting Paul George at that moment in time. And we could talk about Kobe Bryant being the king of the Lakers or Shaq being the king or whatever. There is no king of the Clippers. There ain't one. That guy does not exist. So, I mean, the closest guy to it might be Elton Brand might maybe have been the most successful L.A. Clipper. So, from that perspective, he could pretty much be the face of that franchise from here until the day he dies if he goes and wins a ring or two with the L.A. Clippers. He will be a legend in L.A., maybe not with the Lakers, but the Clippers, and he'll be royalty within that organization going forward and be able to write his own ticket.
He's going to be, you're right, he's the most successful Clipper of all time. And like the Clippers had the shot where they're like the little brother that continues to be like, hey man, I had two home runs this last game. And like, okay, well, you've never hit one over the fence either way. And then like you're always talking down to him, even after they bring in Lob City and they got Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, and Blake Griffin. They're one of the most exciting teams in basketball, and they lose in like five games in the playoffs. They haven't gotten to that pinnacle yet, but for him to maneuver the team around and change the circumstances, what have you, Kawhi's now in this situation where some people, and I am leaning towards that, he's kind of taken away the super team in basketball this year by not doing it and not going with the easy selection to join the super team and then just make it the Laker dynasty for the next four.
Wait, open it up for everybody.
It's all dynamic duos.
Right, open it up for the Bucks. I put on my Facebook page over the weekend, which big three is the best, keep it 100, out of Lakers, Bucks, Philly, Clippers, Celtics. and I had people rank them and put them in order. And you're right, most people saying there is no big three. There's mostly big twos. But if you, I mean, if the Bucks are going to do it, they're going to need Bledsoe to do it. If you consider him as a third option.
Yeah, you need him to be a legitimate factor in this as well. Right.
He has to be. He has to be. They can't win this without, because the Bucks are more of a true team than any other team out there. I mean, if you think about how about this? Paul George and Kawhi Leonard or Giannis or in Middleton. Which is a better big two, Steve?
Well, it's not Middleton and Giannis. No, I mean, Middleton in any big two combination is not going to be bigger than LeBron and Anthony Davis or Kawhi and Paul George. But I mean, you can even go further down the line. You start talking about duels across basketball and how this is all going to work out. I just think Middleton is a good basketball player, but he's not at that other level as these other number two guys. I mean, Anthony Davis at one point was considered a top three, top five player in the NBA.
Yes, at one point.
I mean, he just was. Russell Westbrook, same thing. Mm-hmm. Paul George, same thing. Mm-hmm. That's at a whole different level than Chris Middleton being a borderline all-star.
But even with what Lakers went and did, I think that the addition to Cousins is going to make them so much better.
They filled out the roster that it might really be in a better situation than it could have been otherwise.
They really did.
But they all have to stay healthy. And you've got an older Rondo and Cousins who can't stay healthy. Anthony Davis, same thing. LeBron James, who got hurt really for the first time in his career last year. He's not getting any younger by any stretch of the imagination. If everybody stays healthy and play to the back of their basketball card, per se, the Lakers are going to be a problem.
It's going to be a lot of load management there, Lakers.
A lot of nights
A lot
off.
Of resting. Yeah, for
a lot
sure.
of nights off.
You just
That's
want them all
sure.
healthy when the playoffs start, and then what happens? Yeah. See what happens. But Cousins has played with Anthony Davis, so that's bonus. You have somebody that's played with him and knows how to deal with him. Rondo has played with those guys as well as playing with LeBron, so he knows what he's got with Rondo. You got to put all those personalities together, and then you have that jacked up coaching staff with three head coaches on it.
Yeah, they may only win 55.
You're going to have the same thing. And then you've got the Clippers. That West is not going to be easy, folks.
No.
I'd be surprised if any team out West wins 60 games. That's going to be a tough run for anybody.
58 games is about all you can get.
This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM and the radio.com app. Christian Yelich starting the All-Star game tonight. He will lead off. Are you a little concerned about Yelly tonight? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Really got to get out to Vegas Summer League. This just looks like too much fun. Summer League just looks too much fun.
It's awesome. It's the best. Been there.
Steve?
And they're done.
You should go out there, didn't you, Steve?
Yep. It was awesome. Gary Wolfel.
You're Gary Wolfel.
Yep. Gary's out there, and we'll talk to him coming up.
I want to try that one.
448. Yeah, dude, it's a great experience. You got two basketball stadiums connected in the middle with like concession stands and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll walk back and forth between games. It's amazing. And then you've got, I don't know if it's still this way, but when I was going, you had players and NBA personnel sitting in the stands with the fans.
Can you just go talk to them?
Yeah, you were just sitting there. I mean,
can we do an interview
with
them?
You
right
could
there?
Be sitting, media-wise, sure. But you'd be sitting there in the stands, and you'd hear two scouts behind you talking
about this guy on the court.
About a guy on the court, about a trade they tried to make in the offseason that they couldn't get done, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you get to meet a lot of people, make a bunch of different contacts within organizations.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool
deal. Would we be able to like set up a comrades that we could do a radio show out there? Or?
I've never seen anybody do a radio show out there. No.
I mean, we could do it from like the MGM. We could do it from a room or something.
At the NFL Combine, if you can get in there. That happened to me there. I was inside, what's the name of the place?
Lucas Oil.
Lucas Oil. And what's the receiver that the Minnesota Vikings picked? I think he was out of Florida State, then went to New England, played a little running back, but really was a receiver.
Cordell Patterson.
There you go.
He's out there, right? And I think he ran like the wrong way. One of the scouts behind me says some curse word and goes, and that's Cordell Patterson right there in a nutshell.
Yep. Right?
Because they're running the drill. Oh, yeah. Listen. Now, you know how this works, right? There's like 20 guys in the line. He's the 10th guy. So he's got
right in the middle.
He's got 9 other guys in front of him, Steve.
He wasn't the first guy.
No! He wasn't the first guy. And one of Scott goes, he just gave me a bleep to bleep, and that's Cordell Patterson right down in a nutshell.
There it is in a nutshell. There it is. Right there. Put that in your pipe and smoke it if you can. Cordell Patterson.
There's nine other guys before he was the 10th guy.
Oh, that is outstanding.
If you
want to
know why he just bounced around, didn't make it as well as you thought he would make it, is because there you go.
Well, stunning.
Guy's got a lot of talent.
Right. Stunning that it works out when he goes to New England and Bill Belichick says, here, I'm going to give you the football and you run that way. Go that way.
That way.
There.
That way.
There. Right there. It works sometimes. Yeah. Crazy.
Unbelievable.
That is good stuff. It just seems like an absolute party. Your boy Dan Dockage out there.
Well, yeah, I think I want to go, Steve, but I don't want to go to work. I just want to go and hang out.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No. Just go. Well, yeah. No, wait. There's two different ways here.
All right. You
should go and do the media pass.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you're going to pay a pretty good number ticket-wise to get into this thing.
Yeah. No, we're on scholarship. We're doing that.
Because if you do media pass, then you're not paying per session and all this other stuff that you're going to pay as a fan. Right. And with the media pass, you can walk in between arenas all day and you're not stuck somewhere.
That's what I'm going
to do. So that's the way to do it.
I'm
but, I mean, it's awesome because then you've got the other thing that was always used to happen, and it's still happening because I just saw it on TV. You've got guys for other teams that aren't playing that are just in there watching.
Well, yeah, saw LeBron in them there.
Yeah. So even guys that are in the summer league, like Tyler Hero, right?
Yeah.
So he's playing in this game now against Orlando, but you may see him tonight just hanging out in one of these arenas watching another NBA game, just chilling with somebody else.
You better be there.
And watching him play.
Well, I saw LeBron there. I saw LeBron there. I saw D'Angelo there the other day.
Yep.
Yeah, they all just eating French
fries. Anthony Davis was there.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys show up. And then you have all the NBA personnel, scouts. Everybody is there. And then what happens is, like the NFL draft combine to a certain degree, you'll see these guys in groups later at different restaurants throughout the evening.
Yes, it's like that
in Vegas as well.
Yep.
Same type of deal.
Yeah.
And even play roulette or craps?
You could see those guys out there doing that, sure. But I mean, most of those guys are in the high roller rooms. You're not getting in there.
Not going to get
No chance.
I just, high roller
more importantly, I just wanted to watch. I just enjoy watching people, like, especially if there's a lot of money on the table.
Which one did you go to? Throw a little down. What?
What do you mean? Like which casino?
Yeah,
what table?
Casino. Yeah, casino. What'd you?
Everyone.
Name one.
Planet Hollywood.
Okay, is that a good one?
Flamingo. I like Planet Hollywood. I like New York, especially during the day. It's usually, it's right over there by where they're doing this. It's
New York,
kind of lit up.
That's a good one.
Old.
Stayed at the Excalibur. That one's more of like a castle look to
it. Oh, yeah, with the green, red.
Stayed at the Luxor. That one's cool.
Luxor.
Down on the other end.
But where are you winning your most money at, though, you think? Caesars?
I've definitely done very well at Caesars. Yes, I've done very well at Caesars. I've also done very well at the D. Hanging out down at the D.
What's
my
the
man
D?
Scotty Farrell out here at downtown Vegas.
What's the D?
If you're down in like downtown Vegas on that Fremont Street.
Like the Golden Nugget.
The Golden Nugget. Binion's.
Yeah.
Play some slots at Binion's. Playing slots at Binion's.
Now that was the original Las Vegas.
Yes.
Right. What's the name of that? Golden Nugget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's Sammy Davis Jr. and them. And Frank Sinatra and them jokers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.